This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in what's been a hostage situation in Central Texas that began yesterday. Cedar Park police had been in a standoff with a man for over 16 hours, but police have just tweeted the suspect is now in custody, and the hostages, his brother, sister, and mother, are all unharmed. Chief Mike Harmon says officers responded to a domestic call there yesterday afternoon, and three of the first cops to arrive got shot.
Once they went into the house, they were met with gunfire. Our officers returned gunfire, and it is unknown if the subject, the suspect, was hit by our officers.
The three shot officers have been released from hospitals. The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight with addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate introducing legislation demanding hearings on a slowdown in the mail, with the upcoming election possibly being affected. New York's Chuck Schumer is pushing the new legislation that he says will undo what he calls a mail slowdown, and it will ensure that mail-in ballots are treated as first class. He's accusing the Trump administration and the Postmaster General of trying to fix the election through big post office changes aimed at delaying those mail-in ballots. After violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
A group of Muslim women suing Delaware for prohibiting workers from wearing religious head coverings on the job. They have filed a federal discrimination lawsuit after leaving their jobs at a state detention center for juveniles. One of the women says a supervisor once yelled at her that she looked like a terrorist when wearing the head covering. The lawsuit claims no one with the state told them they could not wear them during the hiring process. For the first time in 33 years, an Andretti will be on the pole for the Indianapolis 500 when the green flag flies next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. In weekend qualifying, Marco Andretti posted a four-lap average of just north of 231 mph, claiming the top spot for the 104th running of the event. Row 1 will also feature Scott Dixon and Takuma Sato. Marco Andretti saying the team put a ton of effort towards this upcoming race.
You know, it's the guys rubbing on the cars in the shop all the way through the off season. We put an emphasis on this race like a lot of people do.
And through the weekend, fans were wrapping up Elvis Week, marking the 43rd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. A crowd of hundreds gathered, socially distanced, for another candlelight vigil last night at Graceland in Memphis. The King of Rock and Roll died on Tuesday, August 16, 1977, at the age of 42, after suffering a heart attack. Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live. Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Boy, with all that's happening in Portland, 70-plus nights of unrest, burnings building, Chicago, the Miracle Mile. I mean, at every turn and every look at television, you see the disaster that's happening on the streets of America. And as if that's not enough, more information regarding the declassified document that indicates the FBI misled Congress on the reliability of the Steele dossier. Oh, by the way, and meanwhile, pressure is on Investigator Durham to come up with, some action here. And will it be too late because of COVID and other reasons, and also for the Justice Department's reticence to get involved with something that's so close to an election? Could this tilt, the levers once again, as it did with Hillary Clinton and President Trump? Well, John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, is with us, and we've got lots to discuss here. He is the author and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, fine, Bill. Busy as usual.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's like, but John, let me ask you, you're a constitutional attorney. Are we in a constitutional crisis and we're not even aware of it?
We've been in a constitutional crisis quite a while, but it's gotten worse. The Constitution, as I look at it, I look at the Bill of Rights, government officials are bypassing it totally. They don't care about it. The 10th Amendment, by the way, which gives states and cities power, the federal government is just bypassing that. The big problem we're facing that I see is the education system, public schools across the country. They're not teaching the Constitution. They're not teaching the Bill of Rights. They're not teaching the independence. Kids do not know it. I talk to educators, school superintendents, who do not know what's in the Constitution. So,
yes.
We're producing an ignorant generation. Some of the big Russian both said early on, if I could give me one, Vladimir Lenin said it. He said, give a generation of students and I'll change the entire face of the
country.
And that's exactly what we're right now. So you're going to have students coming out not knowing anything at all. The government, they have no idea what the government's doing. They watch TV, whatever they're doing, but their concept of what actually is the law of the land, they're not going to know, which gives the government officials, again, there's a lot of corruption. You know, as I have pointed out the number of people with that Princeton University, Northwestern University study that studied Washington City. They came to the conclusion that Washington, D.C. is ruled by a fleet of about 585 billionaires who care about money, and that's it. They want your money. They want control. Mm-hmm. And the way that the American people is basically now is data bits, something that can be erased at a point, but they want your money. They want our taxes, but don't want to follow the Constitution. And people say, well, you fall. I say, go look in the mirror if you're not holding them accountable. We're not getting involved even in our local governments anymore.
No, without a doubt. John, we have to do this. Let's reset this audio because we're having a problem. You're coming in waves. And Brad, Engineer Brad's going to, kind of iron out the bumps in the cords here real quick as we reconnect. But, what John Whitehead is pointing out, this is reality. This is what's happening. And the thing is, even with these kids, what they're experiencing in their America today, these are really teaching moments, as a matter of fact. And even for parents, you should be aware of it, that we are in a constitutional crisis, that things are being abandoned so easily. And we're seeing it at every turn, whether it's COVID, whether it's other acts of our government. And even in contrast, people are looking for Donald Trump to say, well, wait a minute, we need a federal plan regarding COVID. And the federal plan has been in place, and he hasn't abandoned, and become, a totalitarian and say, okay, forget about this Democratic Republic, and I'm just going to tell the states to do what it is that they should do. It really lands on them, and that's what, is being determined here, whether it is Governor Cuomo, doing what he did, and now we're finding out the numbers of COVID deaths in these nursing homes in New York. Much higher, that even those numbers had been juiced to make him look good. So we'll see. Again, these are all teaching moments, and hopefully, we can maximize and redeem these opportunities to learn from this. As you often hear me say, I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. Got a lot of experience going on right now, whether it's the streets of Portland, what's happening when you have a police chief resigning because city has decided to defund. And as she says, it's not about the money. It's about her people. I mean, they gave her a charge to improve the department. She greatly did. And suddenly now she's faced with the decision to deal with, less resources and still produce an effective law enforcement team there in her city. John, let's see how you're coming through now, because as I was saying earlier, you brought up an excellent point, and that is that so much is happening. These are really teachable moments. But if we don't have teachers, whether they're parents or actual teachers, taking advantage of what's going on in the streets of America to say, hey, this is our Constitution, and what's happening, this is how it aligns or doesn't align with the Bill of Rights in our U.S. Constitution, right?
That's the key. And when I kind of emphasized, the schools are no longer teaching the Bill of Rights. They just don't teach it anymore. And there are so many words now are banned in schools that you can't say certain words. One of them is the G word. They call guns, stuff like that. We've completely gone, I would say, bananas. But you're going to start teaching your kids at home. That's basically it, I'm telling people. And you're going to have to start acting and showing your kids, because while we've been asleep, the federal government has moved ahead. Many people don't realize this, but there's 175,000 armed federal agents roaming the country right now with hollow point bullets, armed vehicles, SWAT teams, the Smithsonian Institution, the IRS, the Department of Education all have SWAT teams now, and they're raiding people's homes. There's 80,000 SWAT team raids going on, up from 3,000 in the 1980s. And the mainstream media, what most people watch, they don't report any of this stuff. They just leave it to die, and they're afraid. So we're in the, again, what was called the deep state that was revealed through an FBI memo about 5 years ago runs the government. Again, it's basically the billionaires that run the government, Google, Facebook. Zuckerberg's been in and out of the White House with even Donald Trump having secret meetings. We don't know what they're talking about. And, look at the candidates we have now running for office in many places. They can't articulate the Constitution. In fact, some of them have a problem articulating sentences.
Yeah, and especially when you consider that some of them are attorneys, John.
Some our attorney, but we're under psychological warfare. We should talk about that one.
No, I do want to get into that because I believe the damage that has been done psychologically because of COVID and the impingement of our constitutional rights, John, this is brain damaging. I mean, what is being perpetrated was and damage being done, I mean, potentially, and I don't mean to sound extreme here, but I'm thinking maybe decades and maybe even, a generation to recover from all this. What do you think?
If we can recover, the problem, though, again, like Vladimir Lenin said, give me a generation of students and I can indoctrinate them. It'll change the entire face.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez live.
You know, we're talking with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and as we were saying earlier, it was Police Chief Carmen Best's resignation came after City Council voted to cut police force budget by $3.5 million. I mean, this is the first, I think she's the first black female police chief in the country, John. I mean, this is a quality woman. Donald Trump even tweeted out that, you know, this is what being a police chief, what leadership looks like, and, you know, gave her a lot of credit.
Yeah, the problem is, if you want to throw away the local police, the local police used to be people you knew who you could deal with. If you want the outside federal agents coming in who have no idea who you are, they're dressed in camouflage. You know, if you saw that 53-year-old disabled Navy veteran in Portland, Christopher David, who just wanted to ask him questions, they slammed him down, beat him with batons and pepper sprayed him. So that and George Washington, James Madison all said, don't have a standing army on American soil. Do not do this. We faced it. And that's exactly what we're erecting now. We're erecting a standing army around this country. And it would be best to have good local police governing things, but what they're doing is that they're and this is insane. What they're doing is it's nuts. It won't work in the end. Yeah. It's going to end up coming back and hurting everybody.
Exactly.
I can say when you have these federal agents having hollow point bullets, I'm a former infantry officer. I couldn't use hollow point bullets, but they're considered illegal. Mm-hmm. But we have federal agents, 175,000 walking around the country with these kind of bullets.
A lot of ammo.
People's heads off. They explode on contact.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at, folks. If you don't wake up and say, get these people out, and how can you do that? I mean, what part of the Constitution gives us that right? The 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're destroying in this country. The 10th Amendment says you can nullify acts of Congress. Local city councils can do it. They can do all kinds of things to keep freedom in their communities. But if you don't know it, you don't act on it, you're going to suffer the consequences. So.
Well, especially when these local communities are coming unhinged, like what's happening in Portland, Chicago, you know, on and on, John. I mean, they're just abandoning, you know, their local citizenship like this. And to think that somehow, I mean, even Portland announced that they're not even going to file charges against these domestic terrorists and the damage they've done because somehow they feel like it's their right, you know, of expression. And First Amendment right to destroy property and to be able to let people know that they're not happy.
Well, too, but who wants most of the property destroying? Local businesses and people in their community. They're not, I mean, if you're going to rebel against the government, do it the right way. And who gave us the signal? And this is the person no one talks about, even African Americans today, is Martin Luther King. He said, don't do the violent thing. Do the peace thing. Do the love thing. Show people that you care for them, that you'd be willing to sit down in the street to protest a bad government policy or whatever. And so what we're talking about now is violence. Violence creates violence.
Right, exactly. Well, and the very thing that Martin Luther King, who was inspired by Gandhi, you know, he made quite clear, was doing everything they could avoid because he had to think about the end game. What do we want out of this? He didn't want an obliteration of the Constitution. He just wanted to be included in it. He wanted to make sure that people understood that people of all colors were, you know, could achieve the American dream and make it fair for all. Here, you've got anarchists that are coming and they just want to blow it up. They want to blow it up because they want to bring in exchange. I mean, we're exchanging freedom and the American way of life in the U.S. Constitution for what? For Marxism?
And you have professors now saying violence is a good way to go. Oh, I mean, they're actually saying that.
Yes, exactly.
So, if that's the way to go, folks, then how can you object to the Second Amendment?
Right.
And most of them will say they don't like the Second Amendment. Well, I mean, you're going to cause, again, gun sales have shot out of, you know, the orbit here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
People are buying pistols and stuff because they're afraid someone might come through their door. So you create the problem. They're creating the problem. They're not fixing the problem. So
yeah, it's only getting more complicated. Well, as Ronald Reagan said, and as you wrote about in your column, and I want to get to because we've got about 5 minutes left about this is America with a K. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. There's a pattern emerging if you pay close enough attention. That pattern, again, we are reminded, John, that there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps cycling and reproducing itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, history is a cycle. I tell people it's not a straight line. It goes around and around and around. You keep doing the same things over and over. It keeps happening. And the only way you can change history better is to stop doing the crazy things that people did in the past. But we're not learning that. But again, if you're not teaching people that there's a peaceful way to do this, it's called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you can have a right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances, you're not going to get that. We've raised a generation of brats, is what I would say.
Right,
brats
exactly.
Jumping on cars, smashing windows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they think they can get away with it, and guess what? They are getting away with it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and again, you got the mainstream media. We're talking peaceful assembly, right? And they're saying it's a mostly peaceful protest in the background. You're watching buildings burning down, right? But
yeah.
See, the trajectory that you pointed out is, you know, and we touched on this just a moment ago, where fascism, totalitarianism, and militarism go hand in hand. We're on the wrong yellow brick road here, John.
We're definitely on that, and the government, by the way, is ready. Like I say, they have the guns, they have the hollow point bullets. They've erected a training center now in Fort Benning, Georgia, where they're training against American citizens, the police, and the military. A $1 million fake town. It's an assimilated town where they're training. They're getting ready for it, and I keep telling people, go to our website and see the article I wrote on the 2030 video the Pentagon put out. They're predicting the country's going to totally collapse by 2030.
Right.
And they're going to have to declare martial law. We're moving into something that China and Russia they're smiling. They're saying, you're going in our direction, folks.
Yeah, we know sooner or later that American dream would fall on its head. The other thing, too, is Rasmussen also pointing out that a good number and growing number of Americans think that we're heading to a civil war here.
Yes, I think we are. There's no doubt about that. And it's, you know, this is the idea of the emergency state just keeps coming up over and over and over, and people jump back in fear. But like I say, fear builds its own walls. If you have a good community, you've developed it, you have local police that are under control, you can have some semblance of freedom in this country. But if you're destroying that and calling in armed troops who just are coming in to look at you, listen, people dressed in the outfits and coming in those tank-like vehicles, when they view the American citizen, they don't view us as the master, they view us as enemy combatants.
Exactly.
And that's
right.
Exactly what's happening right now.
Well, when you got bricks being thrown, at them and stuff like that, and right now they're neutered, but something's going to give sooner or later here, where it's going to be a clean up on aisle 1-2 all the way to 12, and it's going to be a mess. It's not going to be a pretty thing. And then now you have these spoiled brats, as you say, that are complaining, and they're saying, "Look, we want you to pay for our gear because we've had to procure helmets and other protective device because of the assaults by the police that we're having to be subjected to." Boy, this is rich.
Yes, and by the way, I'll just say it. I've been in and out of Washington, D.C. for years. It's one of the most corrupt institutions I've ever seen. I'll be honest with you. I sued the president. I've seen it all. Mm-hmm. I think what I call the American police state's allowing all these protests and riots and looting, and it will, again, it gives them a chance to lock down. The lockdown is what they want to control what's going on, and watch out, folks. You may be able to throw a brick now, but sooner or later, a bullet's going to go through the center of your skull.
Exactly. Now, the difference, though, clear, is between red states and blue states. Blue states, much more totalitarian, are they not?
I think so. And it's just, you know, again, it's the idea that you know, they want a government that's basically going to suppress anything, words you say, things you think, whatever, and control everything you're going to do. And that's what we're seeing happening. I mean, like I say, if you have an education system that's locking down on words and locking down on freedom and stuff like that, all you're going to get is a populace that's going to be going, "Oh my, I'm going to run and hide. I'm afraid." And that's exactly what you're seeing with a lot of people. And
again, I think civil war is on its way.
Well, we're being conditioned, no doubt, by all this. And as I say, we're heading down the yellow brick road that only spells disaster. John, get ready, as you said, and as you've written about many times. How can people be in touch with you?
You can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up and get our newsletters and other bulletins we put out. And again, I do a weekly commentary that's highly documented.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in what's been a hostage situation in Central Texas that began yesterday. Cedar Park police had been in a standoff for the man for over 16 hours, but police have just tweeted the suspect is now in custody, and the hostages, his brother, sister, and mother, are all unharmed. Chief Mike Harmon says officers responded to a domestic call there yesterday afternoon, and three of the first cops to arrive got shot.
Once they went into the house, they were met with gunfire. Our officers returned gunfire. And it is unknown if the subject, the suspect, was hit by our officers.
The three shot officers have been released from hospitals. The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight with addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You ready to talk gold and silver? We're ready to talk about your money and what you can do in terms of some wise financial decisions. Well, we've got the expert with us, Jack Haney, who's been in the financial markets for 20-plus years, widely considered as an expert in his field. He studied under the great William O'Neill, one of the most successful investors in history. He is now a senior partner at the Patriot Gold Group. Jack, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. It's been a busy 5 weeks, and it's certainly yes. been a busy 5 months.
Well, we saw the trajectory of gold, and it's at an all-time record high. Many people are excited about this. I know you're bullish on gold and silver, but let's talk about gold. What's going on?
Well, gold surpassed an all-time high and broke through 2,000. It's at $2,060 an ounce just last week. What we're looking at right now is some profit-taking, but, of course, Congress and D.C. is now weighing over a new coronavirus relief bill, mm-hmm. which will significantly devalue and debase the U.S. dollar. So if that bill is, say, $1 trillion like the GOP is offering, or the $3.4 trillion the Dems are proposing.
Yeah.
What we're going to look at is the U.S. dollar continuing its steep decline. It's already down 10% since March, the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
Silver, on the other hand, though, keep in mind, silver is up 50% since mid-July. So in a single month, silver has now joined the party. Silver is up 50% in a month.
Wow. That is huge. Jack, getting back to what you said earlier in terms of Congress right now, somewhere between 1.5 and 3 plus trillion dollars, we'll probably find some middle ground. But the bottom line is there's going to be a lot of pain here in River City because we're trying to chow down. I mean, how much money between, this will be the fifth stimulus. And what we're doing in terms of debt, I mean, we've started at $23 trillion. I mean, maybe before the dust settles, we're going to look at, $30 trillion of debt. That's just, top line debt. There's more behind that. Not to mention that nobody is talking about was that $6 trillion of paper money that the Fed printed up during the Obama administration that's kind of just like set aside for the moment, right?
Yeah, the previous administration more than quadrupled our money supply. Now we're going to be printing upwards of $7 trillion to address this coronavirus pandemic. Printing cash alone can't save the economy. Mm-hmm. And what's happening now is we are looking at U.S. central banks having already printed $3 trillion in cash to support asset markets and equities. But it cannot print jobs, nor force companies to hire more people,
mm-hmm.
no matter what their cash balances are.
Well, we've got more jobs than people right now anyway. And of course, now we're looking at the 2020 election. And you tell me where we are right now. We've been dodging inflation because at some point we have got to reconcile all this paper money that's out there, Jack, as you know. And you tell me how the policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to give America a fair shot at even beginning to do anything about inflation when they're going to cancel so many jobs. I mean, we're going to revisit the Obama era one more time.
Well, the biggest risk is stagflation.
Yes.
So that's what we're looking at right now. We're looking down the barrel at stagflation. And, just to keep in mind, back in 08, the Fed printed $650 billion. That was a big number at the time, and it did the trick. At the height of the mayhem, back this March, the Fed had printed $650 billion a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you have to look at when was it that we had our lowest unemployment in 50-plus years? When did we see minimum wages going up? When did we see manufacturing coming back to the U.S.? When did we see our strongest economy? Immediately prior to this pandemic. And who built that economy? That was Trump.
Right.
So who are you going to rely on to rebuild this economy?
Yeah,
are you
going
to really try to rely on this leftist-leaning socialist Biden, Kamala Harris to rebuild our economy? Or are you going to go with Trump, who already built the strongest economy in the world for the U.S. and can do it again?
Jack, I've maintained if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done, to your point. And when you hear Joe Biden or even Kamala Harris talk, there's no specifics. This is, we're going to create more jobs. You say on one hand you're going to create more jobs, but yet you're going to annihilate industries, foundational industries of our country that you're not going to recover from. I mean, for the first time in our lifetimes, Jack, we are energy independent. We're energy independent because of Donald Trump and the deregulation that he has been able to implement, getting the heavy boot of government off the throats of hardworking, productive people that just said, look, I just want a job. Let me work.
Yep.
And look how they responded, right?
I was a VIP guest of Porter Stansberry's at a conference in Dallas, Texas, and the late T. Boone Pickens was the keynote speaker. This was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And T. Boone Pickens said the key to the U.S. economy is energy. And Trump, with his deregulation policies, we need to become energy efficient. We need to become the manufacturing hub. He's focused on bringing jobs back to America, for Americans, manufacturing jobs. Kamala and Biden, and I say Kamala and Biden, if you notice, I don't say Biden and Kamala, because really, Biden is just hoping that Kamala leads the charge here. They're just pandering to the mainstream and casting the widest net possible. They're trying to, you know, appease, you know, black voters. They're trying to appease women, suburban housewives. Then they're trying with Biden with the blue collar Pennsylvania and throughout the Midwest. But at the end of the day, I think when voters step into a voting booth, what they're going to do is close that curtain. They're going to take a look at their IRA, their 401k. They're going to look at the jobs prior to this pandemic and who built the economy, and they're going to vote like they always do with their wallet.
Right, right. Well, we can only hope so, because clearly the policies that the Democrats continue to promise do not deliver. In fact, they've delivered more heartache and despair than hope that they have promised. It's a lot of undelivered hope and mispromises time and again. So hopefully America has finally been to the end of the rope. We know that in certain demographics, they've said, wait a minute, you know, we look back on history and you've pulverized us. You've really not helped us any. You've done more harm than good. Jack, real quick here, I want to go back, if you don't mind. Our audience hears stagflation. Give us a short summary of what that would look like.
Well, stagflation is when you have an economy and manufacturing that is stagnant, and you have high unemployment at the same time. And the concern with this coronavirus pandemic is they're estimating that 40% of the restaurants and 40% of the businesses that were once on Yelp, online review site, will never reopen their doors.
Right.
You know, restaurants, you know, they're doing outdoor dining right now, but it's going to be very difficult for restaurants to survive this.
Right.
Very difficult. So if you're looking at a period of slow to moderate economic growth and manufacturing growth, along with high unemployment, and coupled with, of course, you know, hyperinflation as a result of having turned on the printing presses and significantly devaluing and debasing the U.S. dollar, what you have is stagflation. And we had it back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 70s, when we had stagflation, gold went up 800%.
Mm-hmm.
Gold went from $100 an ounce to $900 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're seeing right now with gold and with silver.
About 45 seconds left here, Jack. It would seem that in light of manufacturing coming back to the United States, that might be a bit of an anecdote, but we still have problems here in River City. What's your prescription here?
We have the highest number of IRA applications in process since our inception. Really, the discussion I'm having with prospects and clients is taking a look at their IRAs, their 401ks, which have rebounded since March, and taking a significant portion of that and doing a tax-free, penalty-free rollover into a self-directed IRA backed by physical gold and silver.
He's the CEO of the Patriot Gold Group, Jack Haney. Look forward to having you back, Jack. Appreciate the insight. Take care.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joining us now is the iconic filmmaker, actor, and author whose credits include Pink Flamingos, Hairspray, Crybaby, A Dirty Shame, best-selling books including Role Models and Carsick. Now brings us Mr. Know-It-All. John Waters, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Know-It-All, collection of essays, huh?
Yes, and about, you know, my negotiation skills. I've been doing this for 50 years, so basically I think I'm trying to pass down how I got away with it, how I never had to get a real job, and I ended up in the movie world, the art world, the speaking world, and the music world.
It's been a role for you, hasn't it? I mean, this has just been, how do I refer to you? I mean, you're just a...
It says in the subtitle of my book. Certainly, I always made fun of myself right in the beginning, and I've always made fun of things that I love, and that's why I think the tone of my work is never really mean-spirited. A lot of people, I write about shocking stuff, but people want to come in my world as long as I'm their guide. I make them feel safe.
Yeah,
they don't
exactly
have to agree with me, but they might like to come along for the ride.
Yeah, but, you know, what I admire about you, John, is that life is short, and you've enjoyed it. There's been a lot that has gone on, and you've taken yourself serious enough to enjoy life and to be successful.
Well, I think that you can be successful and still be crazy, and I think that's what this book is advice for, that I never really sold out. I started my career in the gutter, and I ended it in the gutter in a humorous way. But I never really changed, yet at the same time, I got the Writers Guild Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm the face of Yves Saint Laurent. I get all these kind of, whoever thought I would be the Nike ad? I've never caught a ball in my life.
That's funny. Or even been like Dr. Fauci and tried to throw one to home plate and miss it and probably send it over to the dugout.
Because when he threw the ball, the New York Post headline was so great. It says, catch this. So good.
Yeah.
Such a good headline.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect timing, without a doubt. No doubt about it. So give us a little bit of background and how you failed upward in Hollywood.
Well, I started making 8mm movies, not even Super 8, 8mm movies on a home movie camera my grandmother made me when I was 16, with a film called Hag in a Black Leather Jacket that was shown twice in a beatnik coffee house in Baltimore. And I ended up, you know, making Hollywood movies with lots of stars, everybody from Johnny Depp to Melanie Griffith to Johnny Knoxville to Tracy Ullman. So it was a long ride, and I learned how to do it because I was an ambitious kid, but I got turned down. I got thrown out of every school I went to, practically, because they didn't want me. They said, you can't do this. But today, there's schools that tell you, you can do this, and that's the big, big difference. And my parents made me feel safe, which is very important, even though they hated the movies I made. They were mortified by them. They learned, eventually, they got used to it. But at the same time, they were mortified, but they were amazed that somehow I got these movies made and got them shown around the world.
And they figured they didn't have to put you on the family payroll or keep you there very long. You were out there, you know, working.
Yeah, and what else could I do? I think they just figured, well, at least, you go to school to figure out what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I always knew what I wanted to do, but the schools wouldn't let me. So that was the dilemma that I think they did see.
John, tell our audience about your unique method for developing musical taste.
Well, musical taste, you just listen to every kind of music. You don't limit yourself to one kind. I mean, you look, it's very different. Today, when I was young, every person in the country could sing the top 10 songs. You look at Billboard, the top 10 today, I guarantee you, nobody could identify all 10 of the songs because there's such different genres.
Yeah, when they have the Grammys, I mean, there's names that come up, and I go, I mean, I was a disc jockey in L.A. for many years, and I knew all the, like, just exactly what you're saying, and now it's like, I'm even hesitant to pronounce their names because I'm not familiar with them.
But you see, that means you're getting old.
Yes.
You got to stay in touch. I have people that work for me. They're my youth spies. They have to tell me what's going on, you know.
Right.
So I like rap. I like to keep up with all kinds of music. And I think if you limit yourself to one thing, you get stuck. And as soon as you start saying, oh, that old habit is good as when I was young, that means you have no influence anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. You stop growing. What do you want people to take away from this book?
That to get through life, you can win, no matter what society tells you. But you have to learn how to negotiate. You have to learn the business behind of it. You have to participate in the world that you want to get in. But that you can succeed and still be nuts.
Yes. Well, and you got some favorite stories like to tell. You referred to Tracy Ullman. Tell us a little bit about, tell us that story.
Well, she starred in a movie I made called Dirty Shame that was a comedy about sex addicts. And it got an NC-17 rating, and I think she was kind of horrified by that. But she really went there. She took huge risks to be in that movie, and she's really funny, I think. So I've gotten along with all the stars that I worked with, really. I mean, I didn't have any problem with any of them because they kind of know that they're coming to Baltimore to work with this pack of people that have been making movies for 50 years, and they go for it. They, you know, and if the movies are not a hit, they don't get blamed. The critics kind of are nice to them for having the street cred to try it in the first place.
Right. You know, from our viewpoint, having not worked directly with Tracy Ullman, but just by observation, what a brilliant talent. And
Are you kidding? Her show had The Simpsons on it the first time. Are you kidding? She even discovered them.
Yes. But what made her so brilliant?
Well, first of all, she's fearless. She can play a normal person. Look at all women of her age that are Hollywood stars. They all have facelifts. They don't look like normal people anymore.
Right.
So she can play and has the nerve. In this movie, in The Dirty Shame, she plays like a 7-Eleven owner and works in a convenience store. And she does not look glamorous. She looks like a normal person that would work in a store. Where can you find somebody that looks like that, that is a bankable star like she is?
Yeah.
And at the same time, she's brave. She'll go places that's never been before. She's also really smart. She's lovely to work with. I mean, she made that set on that movie, Such a Happy Place. I mean, she
No doubt. She was it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. Wow, that's great. We're talking with John Waters, his new book, Mr. Know-It-All. Well, I'm telling you, this is such a great read. So much, you know, so fascinating to kind of come alongside John and his memories and see and experience, you know, some of the shenanigans, some of the fun. Because John Waters, at the end of the day, you're about fun, aren't you?
Well, fun. You know, it's sometimes, though, I kind of hate it when somebody says, just have fun with it. Fun. It's work. You know, yeah. I'm proud of my work and everything, but, you know, you have a show. It's work. You're proud of it, but is it fun? Fun is when you're off work.
Well, I guess for me, I've been very fortunate, John. I listened to my dad when he said, if you find something to do that you enjoy, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And that's what I've been doing. And so, it can be, you know, doing a radio show every day. You know, that's 9 hours of work some would look at. But I enjoy, yeah. Because I get an opportunity to meet guys like you. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be meeting you and be able to talk about your book, Mr. Know It All. Now, you've got a delightful story about Johnny Depp. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm trying to think which one. When I met Johnny Depp, he had just been on 21 Jump Street. He was a giant teen idol like Justin Bieber. He couldn't even go out of his house. And he said he hated that. I said, well, stick with us. We'll kill that. Make fun of it by playing that in the movie. And he did, and it worked. And later, Tim Burton came in and saw the Daily for it and put him in Edward Scissorhands, and he went on to have a career as a serious actor. So that's what you do. Tracy Lords did that with me when she escaped the world of porno. She made fun of it by playing a bad girl. Patricia Hearst, who wants to be a famous kidnap victim? So she made a movie with me so she could finally sign autographs for something that were real. If you take what they use against you and make fun of it, they can't do it anymore. That's why I called myself a trash epic in the beginning. And the critics said, you beat us to the typewriter. Yeah, I did.
And maybe that's why Bill Clinton was depicted in that one portrait at Epstein's house in the blue dress, huh? But it needed to be outside of the mansion.
That's a whole different story. She's the ultimate villain these days, isn't she?
Oh, Lord have mercy, I'm telling you. How you been handling the pandemic?
Well, like everybody, bored, silly, and scared. It is a big drag. Life is, is a chore these days. I'm getting through it. I lost 32 speaking jobs in the next year. That's something. I'm like everybody in show business. We're unemployed suddenly. We don't have jobs. Luckily, I'm a writer, so every morning I get up and write my next book like I always do anyway. But still, it is affecting everything, and nobody knows how it's going to come back. So
exactly.
It's a time of quite, radio can continue because you can do it by yourself or with just a few people. But I don't know what's going to be in the pipeline of entertainment. It's all going to be 50 versions of my Dinner with Andre, two people sitting in one room talking.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's been interesting to watch how distribution has altered. We can't go to big theaters anymore, so these streaming entities are strong. I don't know what's going to happen with Broadway. The lights are out in Broadway.
Broadway is the scariest of all because those seats are 2 inches apart.
Yes.
And in Broadway, if you're not sold out every night, you don't break even. So I fear for that. And certainly Broadway yesterday was supposed to reopen on the West End in London, a big production. Of course, that didn't happen. So it's a great, people are out of jobs everywhere, and I feel bad for the people that didn't lose their jobs, the ones that have to go to work and get sick and, deliver me toilet paper from Amazon.
John Waters has been our guest. John, thank you so much. The book available at all the usual places, right?
Yep.
And we're going to link it.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. John, thanks. Been a pleasure. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be safe.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle
bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that...